Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
This morning, another of our election candidates for the general election in the autumn. And today, a three times minister, George Martin Quayle, 52, I believe that's right, yes. Elected in Middle in 2001. Prior to politics, he was with the Isle of Man Farmers as a managing director. He became a minister in 2006 at Home Affairs. Then 2 years later, went to tourism and now to social care, that in the restructuring last year. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for joining us. What qualities separates a MHK from a minister? Loyalty, perhaps, is it?
I think experience. Experience counts. And I said at the last general election that I felt I'd had 5 years as an MHK, learning about government, about parliament, representing the people of Middle. And I felt then that if I was re-elected in 2006, that I could make a bigger contribution in the 5 years that lay ahead.
Little did I know
that I'd be put to the test by being a minister in this last 5 years. And not only that, but to have occupied three of the great ministries within the Isle of Man government.
We'll go into that in a minute, but how much of the policy that emerges is your own and how much is of the officer's hand to you?
Well, it seems to be a misperception by the public that it's the civil servants that actually devise the policies and then the ministers are carry it out. I can reassure the public that after the general election, when the chief minister was elected, when the ministers were selected by him, we sat around and after the general election, we had a number of days to consider what were the best policies that we believed would suit the requirements of the Isle of Man. And there were certain meetings there that I don't think actually had any civil servants attending,
so
because we wanted to make sure that politically we could come up with a service delivery plan to meet the needs of the island.
So it's down to you, really. Basically, if a department fails, then it's the minister's fault. He can't sort of say, it's my civil servants.
The ministers are fully accountable for their departments.
Your present department is, in effect, half the old DHSS. What does that mean? I mean, you just said it's a great department. Does that mean it's a lesser department? In fact, a department split in half?
It's one of the most important departments in government. Every department is important, but social care touches upon the quality of life of every single individual here on the island, dealing with social services, social security and housing.
The fact it's become a department in its own right, does that indicate how much of a hand the government takes in the lives of its citizens these days? It's expanding and expanding.
Well, there is a rising age of the population, so we need to adequately provide for them. There's a massive increase in demand of our services in connection with children and families, in mental health, housing, and all the aspects that we cover. So that's why it is such an important department, and that's why the Chief Minister and others believed that it was most important to put the Department of Social Care at the centre of our thinking.
Now, this is your ministerial role, but as a constituency MHK, how much time goes into that? And we don't hear you asking questions very often in the Keys and Tynwald. Some members ask them all the time. Why not? There must be issues that your constituents want to have aired in front of the public.
Well, I've got the luxury, if you like, as to sitting around the Council of Ministers' table in order to be able to raise issues directly with the ministers.
So you don't think it's a good conduit to use the Keys questions, the Tynwald questions?
It can be used where necessary, but I believe that I'm best dealing with the concerns of my constituents in a constructive manner, and that is dealing directly with departments. However, if I couldn't get answers in the way that I would require them, then of course I can ask questions.
But you don't very often, do you?
No, I don't, because I think I've been successfully able to represent my constituents by dealing with the departments directly. There hasn't been a need for me to put questions down in the way that you're talking about. But I could say, for example, that Archalagan and beating that off and defeating that was dealt with. It is within this five-year parliament, and I can say that as a minister, I was able to play a full and effective part in defeating those proposals whilst being a minister and without asking questions in Tynwald.
Well, they're queuing up to have a go at you in your constituency. Does that worry you?
No, I think you have to be prepared for the opposition, and I welcome that. I think it's good that we should have elections around the island, and I'm just disappointed there aren't many more people standing in different constituencies so that we hopefully get the best people for the job.
So you're up for the challenge?
Yes.
Do you think your election is going to be on personalities, or is it going to be on issues?
Well, I hope it's on the issues. Obviously, we face the most severest challenges in 30, 40, 50 years. And that's dealing with the economy, it's dealing with the scope and structure of government, and it's dealing with all those other matters that are so important.
Mr. Quayle, thanks for joining us this morning. That's Martin Quayle, one of the candidates standing in the middle constituency. It's 8 o'clock.